buzz and celebrate 40 years of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. 54 years of the association in existence, the longest existing association, St. Vincent, outside of St. Vincent and the Grenadines. And Ask Beckett. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO. So we're going to go get into the news and we're going to be right back with you with more. You listen to the Callaloo. You know, call your friend, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend. The Callaloo is cooking and you have to come and drink some of it and eat some of it. And we put crab in the Callaloo today. No lobster, crab.
CJLO, 1690 AM, Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Luca Caruso Moro. Montreal is expected to open public consultations on a new waste reduction plan next month. CBC News is reporting every Montrealer will need to cut their waste by 10 kilograms per year to reach a zero waste goal by 2030. Other plans include a refurbished recycling plan and a reduction of single-use plastics. The Gunasadage hunger strike has continued for over 1 week. Al Harrington, an Ojibwe man from Shoal Lake 39, began his hunger strike on October 11th to pressure the federal government to impose a short-term moratorium on all development on Gunasadage traditional territory. Harrington addressed the public via Facebook Live on Thursday.
My health is good. I want to really stress that out, is that I'm really being taken care of here in the community. I'm going to continue on until the Creator helps us, guides us.
In world news, Mark Zuckerberg is coming under fire from Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter after the CEO referenced Dr. King in a landmark speech.
In times of social tension, our impulse is often to pull back on free expression. Because we want the progress that comes from free expression, but we don't want the tension. We saw this when Martin Luther King Jr. wrote his famous letter from a Birmingham jail where he was unconstitutionally jailed for protesting peacefully.
Zuckerberg gave the 30-minute address at Georgetown University on Thursday, defending free speech on Facebook. King's daughter, Bernice King, tweeted her reaction to the speech, writing, quote, "I'd like to help Facebook better understand the challenges MLK faced from disinformation campaigns launched by politicians. These campaigns created an atmosphere for his assassination." To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
Wish you well. A big, big party, uh-huh. We gonna celebrate, uh-huh. Everybody irate, uh-huh. While we singing,
celebrate,
uh-huh. Singing,
celebrate, celebrate,
yes. Come on,
celebrate,
ow, ow,
celebrate,
Let's go. from there we party. No need to worry about tomorrow. With your friends around, we can have a good time. We'll party all night for this special day. A big, big party.
Are you celebrating?
We're gonna celebrate.
Yeah, man, we're celebrating.
Party nice while we're singing.
We must extend birthday to Dale. Security Dale over there in
Il Perro.
Il Perro. Happy birthday to you, Dale.
Dale Noel.
Happy birthday. And I know you just have a good time. The last time I see you at 4 o'clock in the morning, you jump in the pool. And with all your clothes.
Come on. Celebrate.
All right, Dale, we're coming up for the pool party again, okay? Happy birthday going out to Alita. Alita's birthday is going to be on Tuesday. But I'm sure she's celebrating it today.
Bring out the drinks and come let me party.
Tuesday the 22nd is her birthday. But Alita, happy birthday. And we're coming to celebrate it. And we know you have a pool too. So today is the pool party night.
Toast while you cut the cake. Just a big, big party.
This is coming from all your friends, your husband,
everybody nice,
your family, and me.
Celebrate.
We celebrate. Okay, today, we're gonna tell you.
We gonna party all night.
What's happening
we
in Montreal?
We gonna have a good time. We don't care when morning come. Everybody,
St. Vincent and the Grenadines will be having the 54th banquet and ball. And this is gonna be at November the 2nd.
Celebrate.
Yeah. November the 2nd at the Schofield Hall. Banquet and ball. Open bar, cocktails at from 6:30 till 7:30. And then the party starts right after that. Music by the New Concept Crew. It's going to be at 50 Roosevelt Avenue in TMR. So go out there and celebrate the 50th anniversary, 40th anniversary of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and 54 years since the St. Vincent Association is in existence. Yeah, man. We also have a fall fling. Boy, you're going to have a fall fling. If they say if you fall, try to fling. You ain't going to fall, you know, hard. So this is a fall fling. It's going to be on a Friday evening, Friday night, I should say, October the 25th at the MCSO. 7140 Newman Boulevard.
And
this is put on by the Best Bike Catering.
This day of the year, we know it's your birthday. Many friends, we must wish you well.
And your DJ is gonna be DJ Nicholas that night.
A big, big party. We gonna celebrate. Everybody angry while we're singing.
Celebrate. Yes. Also, we're going to tell you more about later on what Grenada is celebrating. 36 years since the revolution. We're going to talk more about it after. So in the meantime, let me get back in the mood.
We can party on.
Let me get back in the mood.
We can have a good time. Everybody happy while we're singing.
Celebrate.
Support this thing, yeah.
Push the soca global.
I go walk like slave to build up this thing, yeah.
Push the soca global.
No season, it's a full time thing, yeah.
Watch out for the vibes that we bring. So come on to reach Broadway.
Don't surprise when the billboard charts. Yeah, some of them did a stop the thing, but I come out here to walk.
Yes, hello, how you doing? Mary.
Good afternoon, everyone. Good afternoon, Montreal, around the world, who's listening to us right now.
Yes, my dear. How you doing? How you doing?
I'm doing okay. We'll talk when I speak to you.
Yeah, okay. So, Guyana is doing a big celebration also. Tell us all about it, please.
We had a great time last week.
Yeah?
I just want to thank everyone who support the Guyana Cultural Association of Montreal last Saturday. At the hall in TMR,
The hall in TMR, yeah, that's true, yep.
And of course, thanking Ron of Best Bites.
Best Bites is doing a lot of catering, boy. Nice one. So, good food.
That's all I have to say. Appreciate everyone supporting us when we have.
Okay. Thanks, because we appreciate when they support, because we help to push these parties, and we are glad people go out and support when we do that. All right.
And you know, I have to come online to thank the people for doing so, you know?
Yes. Thank you for calling, my dear.
Then I will talk.
Okay, my dear. Thank you.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Oh yeah, before I get back into that, I have to do this because I was looking for the thing before.
I go go to my grave to support this thing.
Yeah, we're doing
I go walk like slave to build up
this thing. I don't know, something with the light in here. I can't see these things at all properly.
It's a full-time thing. Watch
out. Yeah.
So come on to reach.
Yeah, it's a Soul Inspiration Sunday. Soul Inspiration Sunday. A fall show and a stage play. 2019 play. Okay, so it's going to be at Sunday, October the 27th to 2019. Lana Simmons is going to be putting it on. Leno Ralph is going to be back there, boy. Yeah, doing her thing also. All right. We got the St. Patrick Sisters. Oh, yes. And a lot more others. Lynette Patterson, Chanel Daniel, Vanessa Wilson, and the Fitzpatrick Sisters, Sweet Harmony. Yeah, man, they're all gonna be there at the Caribbean Paradise, 27th of October. Those open at 5 p.m. So celebrate. We're gonna be having a Inspiration Sunday. Yeah, man.
Tell them we bad. Hey, 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 me a start to race. When them ya start to shake up the waist, look at woman in place, shaking up the waist. If you see boom, 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 make me heart go boom, boom. When they shake that boom, 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 just give them room, room. Ay, ay, ay. Me a start to race. When them ya
yeah, man, woman in the place, shaking up the waist. Yeah, man, Mr. Famous, a remix with Mr. Famous. Yeah, man, plenty of woman in the place. If you see woman in the place, oh boy, everybody coming in. We have an open house. Concordia University has an open house. And it's plenty, plenty of woman in the place down there. Come tell me something about the open house, okay? We're gonna talk about the open house in a minute. All right. You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here on CJLO. We'll be back after this, and I'm going to tell you some more about the open house coming up.
Brewtopia is the premier brew pub in downtown Montreal, located on Crescent Street. A proud locally owned business sourcing ingredients from local Quebec farms. The city's longest running open mic every Sunday night and trivia every Monday night. There's always something happening at Brewtopia Brew Pub. Visit Brewtopia.net for more information. Brewtopia Brew Pub, brewing the flavors of fall.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CJLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
You are now listening to CJLO.com on Caribbean Callaloo with DJ 610 and Master J Entertainment.
Well, I was just saying before, we have an open house going on here in Montreal at Concordia University, I should say. And CJLO is a part of that. We are there. We are showing all the students who are coming in to who wants to see what's happening here at Concordia University to attract them to come here instead of going elsewhere.
Correct.
All right. Introduce yourself. And Neil, go ahead.
I want some volume, please.
You want some volume at one?
Yes.
And your mic?
Yes.
You just got to speak louder, Mike.
But you also
saying... Yeah, speak with him at home.
You're also saying that we do have some beautiful women. Uh-huh. And one of them is sitting right next to me. Uh-huh. You know? All this right. is our production.
No, not production.
Not production. I made a mistake.
No, so my name's Jessica. I work for CJLO. I'm the Director of Promotions, Funding, and Outreach.
Oh, yes.
Promotions.
Outreach. Yes.
So I do apologize for that.
Oh, it's okay. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Jessica is doing some special work right here in studio with us.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I say we have so many students visiting. CJLO does have a booth downstairs.
Correct. Mm-hmm. In the SP building, and we're going to be there till 4 p.m. today.
All right.
Yes.
And you're going to see all, you could come and you can see what actually goes on at Concordia University, especially at CJLO.
Correct.
That's right. Right. We have a table downstairs, and our productions manager, right?
No.
Is downstairs.
Oh, yes.
Right?
Program.
Program director.
Yes.
So tell us, you know, a lot of people give their donation this year.
Yes, correct. Our funding drive. The funding drive
thanks.
Is fabulous. Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry,
so go ahead. You know, I would like you to thank them.
Yeah,
also.
Mm-hmm. No, but thank you for all the online donations, mm-hmm. the phone pledges. This year we had a very successful funding drive. There's a lot of engagement, mm-hmm. and it wouldn't have been possible, especially without our Caribbean lineup on Saturdays, mm-hmm. Raph show, Neil's show, mm-hmm. With all of you. And just,
Pete.
Yeah, this is what CJLO is. Yeah, mm-hmm. Pete, Gordon, everyone.
Amru,
yes, it's a community helping
more
a community.
Fire.
Yes.
Yes, we did well, and we didn't exactly meet our
10,000. No, we didn't
10,000.
Make it. Yeah, right. Not this year, but we came close.
Okay, all right.
And what matters is that communities coming together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because I know I have some people who actually donated to us, like Savvy and Emret over there, mm-hmm. who used to own the Caribbean Curry House.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Alana Simmons, who they call her, she's going to have a big show coming up we call her Slim Thing.
Oh, yes. And she was here and she was Saturday. Here. Yeah, she beautiful performance.
Good, good, good. And the Quebec Netball Federation.
Yes.
Lucita.
And, thank you.
Yep. And Caribbean Voices.
Yes.
All yes. Right.
West Can.
Yeah, man. And, you know, Caribbean Voices bring up over $150 yes. between the selling the tickets and their donation.
Yeah, very
and,
generous.
And put on a beautiful show here for us.
Mm-hmm.
West Can Dancers.
Yes.
They also do a big promotion.
Mm-hmm.
And
Mr. McIntosh.
Mr. Julian McIntosh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A big promotion right here. Mm-hmm. And Gemma Rabin Baines, she actually did a nice thank you for your for her
yes,
donation.
For her donation. Support. Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Gemma's mm-hmm. amazing. And she does so much too in the yep. community as well.
Mary from CJLO. And some anonymous people yes. who donated and didn't say who they were. So thank you all for doing what you do
yes,
for us
you.
Here at CJLO. And because of that, when you before you could have called us, and when somebody's on the line you couldn't get us, but now we have two lines because of you guys. So even if somebody you hear somebody's talking on air,
mm-hmm.
you can still call in and we can get you on the other line, right?
Correct.
All
that
right.
is correct. And it's one number. Mm. So even if you guys call in,
yeah.
just hold tight. We'll
yep.
get your call and we'll put you on online.
You on, just,
yeah.
And that is coming from all the donations we get.
Yeah.
Put your hands together for that.
Yay!
Thank
but
you. Right.
Just a reminder, today Loyola campus is having their open house. It goes until 4 p.m.
4 p.m., correct.
Right. And if you're yeah. still interested and you want to bring the kids.
I think Mary is saying, send a text, say hello, Jessica.
Oh, hi, Mary. I hope you have a lovely Saturday.
Hi, Mary. I thought Mary went away.
And also Neil, too. She mentioned Neil.
Thank you, Mary. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Aw.
All right. And she called in before to, you know, let us know last week they had a big banquet and
oh,
it was
beautiful.
Very successful.
Nice.
Wow.
Congratulations, Mary.
Good. All right. So thank you, my dear. And, you know, I feel like talking to you all evening. Just looking at you, I want to talk.
Anytime.
Yeah? All right. So come every week, okay?
Yeah.
You make me talk too much.
No.
All right. So we're going to put Master J back in the mix. We did the whole commercial yet? Yes,
yeah? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We did, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did. All right.
So happy birthday to those who are celebrating their birthdays this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Althea.
Charmaine.
Alita, sorry. And Dale.
And Miss Pat Dillon's daughter, I forgot her name. Storm.
Storm, but
yeah. Actually, she'll have a birthday bash tonight.
Oh, yeah? Oh, because I want to know if Storm is going to have a birthday without a bash, something wrong. So she always have a bash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And big
so happy birthday. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday. The happiest of birthdays
to
you.
Happy birthday, Stormy. Okay. All right. So let me get back into the music.
Oh, thank you so much.
Welcome.
Everybody see me searching, but they're not sure.
Hey, hey, hey.
They want to know what I'm searching for. I'm looking for cup on the ground. I'm looking for cup in the cooler. I'm looking for cup all around. I'm looking for cup on the chaser. I'm looking for cup real
quick. Hold on, hold on. Neil, I want to talk to you. Okay? Neil. I want to offer you a drink.
Yes.
We're having a drink on Storm's birthday.
Yes.
But we don't have nothing to drink. I didn't see you bring no cup.
Yes.
You looking for cup or what? You looking for cup?
I need ice.
Yeah? You looking for cup?
I need ice.
Well, you know you more need cup. You want a drink and you have no cup. So you're looking for cup. And that this is the name of the song. Listen to the song. Listen to the song.
They want to know what I'm searching for. I'm looking for cup on the ground. I'm looking for cup in the cooler. I'm looking for cup all around. I'm looking for cup on the chaser.
I have three. I need one more.
Yeah,
I have three cups.
Well, go bring the drinks if you're still looking for cup. I want to toast all the birthday people, all the birthday girls and boys. I want to toast you all, but I don't have no cup. Who sing that song?
Oh,
This one is by Yankee Boy. Brand new for 2019. 20. Brand new for 2020. And you know something? We bring that talk to Montreal, you know. Salouche is the one who started that in Montreal, and I continue it. Every time I go to a party, I say, I can't get a drink. I'm looking for cup. You know something? I go into a party tonight, and I go in with the drinks, but I don't walk in with no cup. Because when I get into the party, I want to look for a cup.
Touching my nose. I'm not drunk. Upon the toes. Everybody know left foot.
I'm not drunk.
Upon your right foot.
But I'm looking for a cup.
Hand on your nose.
I'm not drunk.
Upon your toes.
Upon your toes.
Do the dance now.
Up you go. I hope they got cup DJ Storm party. DJ Storm, you will have cup in your party, I hope. Because I ain't want to come in looking for cup.
Somebody tell me I had to go to the country to look for a cup. I don't know where. What are you talking about?
Everybody see me searching, but then
not sure. Hey, hey, hey. They want to know what I'm searching for. I'm looking fuck up on the ground. Hey, I'm looking hey, fuck up in the cooler. I'm looking fuck up all around. Hey, I'm looking fuck up for the chaser. I'm looking fuck up.
Real good.
I'm looking fuck up.
I'm looking fuck up.
I'm looking fuck up in the party. I'm looking fuck up. I'm looking fuck up.
I hope all you got cup in all your party because I ain't want to look. Put on your headset, my friend.
When I rest it down, I just lose it. People say I just buy the cup and I catch it. I see my ex regular in the party.
They regular again.
All I remember is when she on me. I want she fuck up. I'm looking for cup. I'm looking for cup. I'm looking for cup in the party. I'm looking for cup. I'm looking for cup. I'm looking for cup. I'm looking for cup. I want you to say everybody.
I'm not on my left foot.
I'm not drunk.
I stand on my right foot.
I'm not drunk.
Touching my nose.
I'm not drunk.
Upon my toes.
I'm not drunk.
Everybody know left foot.
I'm not drunk.
Upon your right foot.
I'm not drunk.
Hand on your nose.
I'm not drunk.
Upon your toes.
I'm not drunk.
Do the dance now.
Push back and just give me.
Hand on your knees, girl, roll back. Keep it right there, girl, hold that. Give it to me, don't hold back. Roll that, roll that.
Send all your woman friend for me. You know I like woman company. Bend your back and line it up for me.
Yeah, man, you know how I like woman.
Bend down and give me, girl. It's time to get busy, girl. If you know you're not pretty, girl. Push back and give me.
Oh yes, Grenada, Grenada in the house. We will come back with some of that.
Grenada massive, love on a bad. Shango and Peachy General Man.
Yeah, yeah, man. Grenada, may God bless you in many, many ways. You know, Grenada came through a hard. I'm gonna let this and these guys who know about this tell you. I can't even remember the year, but 36 years ago, that Grenada had a revolution that was, I think it was in place for Grenada to do what they did. And because if they didn't do it, I don't know where would have been Grenada today. And I have a gentleman here who been through that revolution, who was a part of it. And pull the mic in front of you, my sir, and tell us
all we wanted to pull it up some more. I'll come closer, yeah. Okay. Doggies. We know you as Doggies, right?
Yes, brother.
And when you were in Grenada, you were called General what?
No, I wasn't General.
Because I heard because of you, you won the revolution. So I had to call you General?
No, I wasn't General. I wasn't a General.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So 36 years ago, tell us something about what
actually it's 40 years ago. The revolution itself is 40 years ago.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Because the revolution was in 1979.
Okay.
Yeah, but on this day, mm-hmm. 36 years ago, mm-hmm. is the...
The day when you all decided, okay, we want it.
Well, no, that's the day when the prime minister was executed and the revolution... That's the day when the revolution actually demised. Today.
Okay.
Today.
Okay. And yeah. who was the
the prime minister prime at the time minister. Was Maurice. Because what actually happened is in 1979, mm-hmm. well, prior to that, I mean, to bring you up to speed.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us why you know this thing happened actually.
Right. Mm-hmm. So Grenada was going through the same colonial period like every other little island that we have in the mm-hmm. Caribbean, you know? Mm-hmm. And we had independence in 1974. Mm-hmm. And we had a prime minister from Grenada. His name was Eric Mathieu Gerry.
Gerry. Mm-hmm.
He more or less started to act like a dictator, you know? Yeah, so he had his goons.
He was a dictator.
Yeah, he had his squads and mm-hmm. he had his people and mm-hmm. he wasn't tolerating much dissent or opposition, you know?
Yep, yep. Mm-hmm.
We had two main political parties in the island at the time.
Okay.
Which was the GNP, which is the Grenada National Party.
Yep.
And the GULP, which is the Grenada United Labour Party. Mm-hmm. But then we had new individuals come on the scene, like younger blood.
Yeah.
People like Maurice Bishop, mm-hmm. Kenrick Radix, mm-hmm. Unison Whiteman, mm-hmm. Teddy Victor, you know?
Yep.
These are names you might not hear, but you will hear other names like Bernard Code and stuff
and
like
that.
And
those guys, yeah.
But they came kind of later, mm-hmm. you know?
Yep.
So the real start of the thing was with these people, Unison Whiteman, Maurice Bishop, Teddy mm-hmm. Victor, and people like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they posed a real opposition to the ruling government at the time, which was Gerry.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So he resorted with brutal force, and you know he wasn't tolerating dissent.
Okay.
So he started to, once they started to confront him politically, mm-hmm. he started to attack them with brutality.
Okay.
I mean, we went through a period of brutality mm-hmm. in Grenada mm-hmm. prior to 1979, and not only that, but he was also capable of rigging elections, you know, so you couldn't get him out of power.
Yeah, I know, yeah, okay.
But there was a movement which was spearheaded by these same people.
Mm-hmm.
It called the New Jewel Movement, NJM.
Mm-hmm.
But it started as Jewel, J-E-W-E-L, yeah. Which means mm-hmm. Joint Endeavor for Welfare, Education and Liberation.
Okay.
That's what it really meant, J-E-W-E-L.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then they merged with another group called MAP. MAP,
mm-hmm.
which is Movement for the Assembly of the People,
mm-hmm.
that was including Maurice Bishop mm-hmm. and a couple others, and then form a thing called the New Jewel Movement, which you know as the NJM.
Okay, yeah, I know MJM.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the NJM, there was more revolutionary, more left wing, left leaning, you know?
Yeah.
Progressive. Mm-hmm. Progressive.
Yep.
So having the problem of getting Gerry out of power, they resorted to clandestine means of training militarily and thing, you know?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
But they were able to mobilize the people too.
Okay.
So in March 13, 1979, mm-hmm. on March 13, 1979,
mm-hmm.
they attacked the Chublu barracks. That's where Gerry had his
yep.
police and stuff mm-hmm. like that. He made okay. fighting force.
So this is the guy who get together to fight back.
Against Gerry.
Yeah, against Gerry, yeah.
So in March 13, 1979, mm-hmm. they were successful.
Okay. And who was heading that, though?
That was Maurice Bishop.
Bishop, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Maurice Bishop became the leader
yep.
of the New Jewel Movement. He was the face of the New Jewel Movement throughout mm-hmm. all of that struggle.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he was brutalized many, many, many times before he lost his life eventually in the end. But he was beaten by Gerry and everything, you know, many times, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But in 1979, on March 13, they were able to wrestle power away from Gerry.
Okay.
And with the support of the people, it was inevitable. Gerry couldn't fight back. So they had real popular support, broad support.
Mm-hmm.
And that program lasted for 4.5 years, from March 13, 1979 to October 19, 1983. That's where we are today.
Okay.
So 4.5 years later, they had a split in the ruling party. And remember, it wasn't a party that came to power through an election.
No, no, it just take power in hand.
Right. So we were armed and stuff too. We had a lot of arms and ammunition.
Yeah.
We had more or less
and,
like a,
and I know the American government sent down some
right, that
troops
was,
and
that was
things
that was
help.
On the 25th of October 1983. So on the 19th of October, well, prior to the 19th, a couple of weeks before that, there was a big split in the party.
Yep.
And that led to two different factions. So Maurice Bishop was on one faction. Bernard Code and some of the ministers and the military officers on the other faction.
Okay.
So on this day in 1983, the people became really, really upset. And Maurice Bishop, who was under house arrest at the time, you know?
Yeah.
So the people went and took him out of house arrest. They demonstrated in large numbers.
Oh boy.
And they freed the leader.
Okay.
And they brought him to the military headquarters, but the military headquarters is a fort.
Yeah.
And they were all on the fort there, and that's when the military move in.
Okay.
You understand? Some people.
That's the fort where they have the undermine.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have the undermine under the fort, right?
They have tunnels and a lot of tunnels and stuff like that. But the fort is right up on the top. It was called it was called Fort Rupert at the time.
Okay.
And that was in honor of Maurice Bishop's father, who had also lost his life tragically to Ingeri Days.
Okay.
He was killed on the carnage.
Okay.
So the fort was called Fort Rupert.
Fort Rupert, yeah, I know.
So they went up to Fort Rupert, and on Fort Rupert, this is where the military went in and arrested Maurice Bishop and executed him at the same time.
Same time, okay. So this is where, I don't know. Who ran? I remember somebody tell me they ran so hard off that foot they fell straight on the and fell off the foot. It was you?
No, not me. But it was a very tragic day, really, in the history of Grenada. Mm-hmm. You know, because I mean, knowing Maurice Bishop, but people have different takes on it. You know what I'm saying? But it was a very tragic day. No matter how you look at it.
Yeah.
You understand? Because Maurice was a really charismatic leader. I mean, he was. He was one of the best that really, really, really passed.
Yeah,
you know?
Yep, I know. Everybody was moaning
that. But again, as all human beings, we're all fallible to, you know, we're not perfect individuals, you know. But the event itself was really, really tragic.
Yep.
And today is 36 years since that actually happened, you know.
So tell me something. What they do in celebration of this time?
Well, it's not celebration, really. It's more commemoration, you know.
Yeah.
So,
but you know, when something like that happens, it's gone. It's always a celebration.
Well, Maurice,
a celebration to remember that day.
Well, now after the killing of Maurice Bishop on the 25th of October, which is 1925,
yep.
6 days later, the Americans came.
Okay.
So October 19th. Is more commemorated among us revolutionaries.
Okay.
October 25th is a national holiday, which is like our Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
You understand? They call it Thanksgiving Day in Grenada.
In Grenada.
So this is people giving thanks because they figure out that maybe if that wasn't for the intervention of the U.S., you know, they don't know how Grenada would have been. Which, I mean, I kind of share that very same thought too, because being a man, I was in the military too, and then after the execution of Maurice, I don't think the people would have just sat down. Maybe we might have been fighting each other. We might not have met each other here. No, I might have been dead or something too, you know.
My friend, thank you for being here, and thank you for coming up and making a lot of people who never knew all this information
about Grenada and the history of the revolution and all that.
Yeah, well, that is
and,
basically you know, in a nutshell. You know yes, what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know. We could. Yeah. You know, when I look at you, I could see why we need 3 months to do this. You know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right. Yeah. You know, I know it's a lot of pain and anger and
You're right. Mm-hmm. You use the correct word. It's a lot of pain mm-hmm. and a lot of anger still mm-hmm. too, because some people up till now. Mm-hmm. I mean, apart from Maurice Bishop. Some ordinary people lost their lives.
Life. Oh yeah,
you know, mm-hmm. and the bodies were never recovered.
Yeah,
they were add more insult to the injury. Mm-hmm. And up till today, I mean, I always feel that the best for Grenada right now mm-hmm. is this. We need that reconciliation, because when I examine Grenada all through. It still have a lot of bitterness.
Yeah.
And as long as we need, even here it exists too, you know, because people share different opinion about what went on, you know?
Because, you know, when it comes to politics, you always have your opposition.
Yes, you're but, you know, we a lot of things go on in our history over many, many, many years, you know? Yeah. And we go through a lot of different rough periods in our history, so... This is going to be written later on as another chapter again,
yep.
And then you know, if we could reconcile it would be you know, really good, but it's another part of our history. Sad one, but yep. True, you know, sad but true.
All right, so Grenada, God bless you, Grenada, for now. We're gonna be back with more about Grenada. You know something, so the 25th of October is your
Thanksgiving. Yes.
And the 27th is St. Vincent Independence. You know something, we should get together as one. Those two islands should get together as one and have one big celebration.
Mm.
every year, because it's Thanksgiving for you and it's Independence for you. You know, we had to jump off the bandwagon from Great Britain and became our own strength.
Of course.
And you know, course. And they better do that, otherwise would have had a revolution just like that. All right, guys, thanks a lot, and I'm gonna come back with more.
It's all about jamming. Me and a girl, you be manning. All when the action shining. Me and the girl, them whining while the steel band beating. People eating.
You listen to Caribbean Callaloo here in CJLO. We're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna come back with more Grenada. You know, you think we're done with Grenada? Yeah, man, Grenada went too much for it to just top so right now. So we're going to come back with more. We're taking a quick break.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
You are now listening to CJLO.com on Caribbean Callaloo with DJ 610 and Master J Entertainment.
Founded in 2002, the Concordia Community Solidarity Co-op Bookstore is pleased to offer a not-for-profit alternative to corporate bookstores in Montreal. We are conveniently located right on Concordia's downtown campus at 2150 Bishop Street, opposite the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. Offering both new and used books in addition to a wide variety of artisan items, we also boast the largest selection of sex and gender studies titles anywhere in Montreal. Come check us out to learn more.
Oh, yes. And the gentleman who is over there who want to see how radio work here at Concordia University, because we don't want you to go to any other university. Okay, so come in and say hello. Come in and say hello. Come right here. Come over. Not yet. Hold on. Not yet. What's your name?
Achfar. Hi all, this is Ajfar, a student in Concordia, and today I am feeling so glad to be here. A lot of stuff happening in this radio station, mm-hmm. and I hope you all are enjoying, so keep listening, and cheers. Thank you, have a good day.
And cheers. You know something, I played a song just now, and I can't tell you what it said, because it doesn't sound right for you, but when you say cheers, we ain't had a cup, so go look for a cup. All right, so I hope when you start coming, you come and get a program from and bring music from your country and make everybody feel as one.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we're going to get it back into Grenada style, you know. Go ahead. This is Caribbean Callaloo here in CJLO. Yeah, man. This is how we do it. Yeah, man. Information from everywhere. Music.
English woman come down to the Caribbean and she like where she get in. We give a banana fisherman dashing and she like how she feeling.
Oh gosh, oh, you better get used to this one here. I thought St. Vincent used to give more banana than Grenada. But now she, this woman from England want a Grenada and gives she banana. The only man could come and tell you that is a man they call Squeezy. And we gonna tell you why we call him Squeezy. We got Squeezy neck when he come here. Hey, so tell us all about it. Here with us this evening, Theodore Blaze, president of the Spice Island Cultural Day Association of Quebec. And he's also holding two reins here in Montreal. He have, as a matter of fact, he have Montreal by the neck because he had two reins. You know, he, boy, you could tell he's a Grenadian boy. You know, okay, and he's also Grenada and Petit Martinique. He is the culture, honorable culture,
Consul General
of Quebec.
Good evening, Sixten. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you once again for inviting us to be here with you to this fantastic, extremely popular program in Quebec.
Thank you.
Heard throughout the province on radio. You're on social media. Yep. You're on the internet. So I'm very proud to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yep.
I'm here this evening to talk about the next event for the Spice Island Cultural Day event in Montreal, which will be held next Saturday, October 26th, 2019. However, before going into that, I have to go back a little bit.
Okay.
Your last... You just hosted Doggies, Cameron, Byron Cameron, who is the brother of my ex-boss, the Honorary Consul for Grenada in Montreal, the Honorable Leonard A. Warwood, who is now resting in peace.
Yep.
We have to remember him also at all times. We cannot go forward without looking back and see where we've come from.
Yep.
So I'm trying my best to step into his shoes. They're huge, huge shoes.
Well,
but we must remember that Grenada, today is a huge anniversary for Grenada, and we now call it Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And we've gone through quite a bit, but now we've gone back a couple of years now. It's over it's 40 years now, really, since the first overthrow of Eric Matagiri. And now we've come a long way. The country is extremely stable. We have one of the highest GNP in the Caribbean. We're a beautiful, lovely, peaceful nation, and everybody should put it on the bucket list to visit Grenada, Karakoum, Petit Martinique at some time. However, next Saturday night, we intend to bring a piece of Grenada, Karakoum, Petit Martinique to Montreal.
Yes.
It's called the Dodgy Dock Street Food Festival. Now, if you're in Grenada on a Wednesday night, the place to be is True Blue. That's the area of the southern part of Grenada. And the Dodgy Dock is held at a hotel. It's a Dodgy Dock Street Food style, beautiful setting. You're underwater, you're under a canopy, and there's all types of food, and a live band.
Yep.
And it is the place to be. Mm-hmm. You, that high, that low, you're there.
You're there.
In flip-flops, right. Or you could dress like in a multi-million dollar suit. We mm-hmm. don't care. You, that's the place to be. So next Saturday night mm-hmm. at St. I got to get this right. At St. Kevin's. Kevin's Church Hall, mm-hmm. 5600 Côte de Neige Road, mm-hmm. at 6 p.m., we'll hold the first, mm-hmm. the first food, food street festival in Quebec, in mm-hmm. Montreal, Quebec.
Yep.
Next Saturday, October 26, 2019. Mm-hmm. Admission, the cost is free.
Yeah,
free
man.
Admission, but
yeah, when you have street food, you don't pay to go on the street.
Exactly. the system, we're going to try to bring a piece of Grenada mm. here, and yep. the system is that, of course, we want you to pay for your food. Of mm, course, we of want course. You, there'll be a fantastic bar. Mm-hmm. What you at the door, you purchase $5 tickets,
mm-hmm.
and then you go and you pick portions of the different types of food that mm. you intend to nourish your fantastic body with. So there'll be various types of foods that you would see at Dodgy Dock on that Wednesday night, and it's all Grenadian style prepared foods. Of course, they'll be all done.
Yeah, of course they'll be.
And uh-huh. there will be the fantastic rum punch
mm-hmm.
with Rivers Rum. I guarantee there will be Rivers Rum in the rum punch.
You know something?
That's a personal guarantee.
Guarantee, okay. Because I want you to make an next guarantee for me. I want Woodman.
I will take care of you myself. We will talk off the air. We'll oh, yeah. take care of Woodman.
Yes. Okay, all right.
No, this festival is next Saturday night. Yeah. And the music will be powered by 2020. Yeah. No, we have to say powered by mm-hmm. 2020. Mm-hmm. He's not just a DJ anymore.
Yeah.
He is the person in Montreal that supplied the sound system.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you need a good sound system mm-hmm. if you want to have a fantastic party.
Yep.
So you start there. Mm-hmm. So we start by powering the system mm-hmm. by 2020. Then you have DJs Babu, Percy, Kello, mm-hmm. and a few others might just drop in. Sam, a few other guys might just drop in, and we say, hey, take the turntable for a few minutes.
Yep.
No, we'll have a live band, of course.
Oh,
we
yeah.
have Jab Jab Orchestra.
Uh-huh.
And with Jab Jab Orchestra on that evening, there'll be a special additional person that will drop in to jam with Jab Jab.
All right.
No, I'm not at liberty to say.
Yeah.
Because Jab Jab still don't know.
Mm-hmm. No.
But that was,
I could call him.
No, don't tell him the secret yet. But this is something that's going to happen. And I want people to come to see who this special person is.
Okay.
Because they can't guess who this special person is.
All right.
However, we also have the main man, direct from Grenada, Squeezy.
Squeezy.
Oh, man. The man have music. If he starts singing now, we finish sometime tomorrow on Monday.
Okay. The first time Squeezy came here, Canada here.
Cock it up, squeeze it up, name some tunes.
It was on my behalf.
It was?
Yep.
Fantastic. So check, you guys
check,
go back.
Check this out.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Come Montreal, come to the party.
You can't miss this.
Go ahead. Squeezy live. And with Squeezy, you have doggies also.
I just want to say something about Squeezy too, mm-hmm. you know. Because I've had a Calypsonian for a long time now, and I've been singing with Squeezy since before I traveled to here. We're singing with Moss International. Of all the Calypsonians.